The Traveler's Journal, July 5th. Exploring Spain's Island of the Senses. Mallorca is the largest of the four craggy Balearic islands that jut from the Mediterranean 120 miles off Spain's east coast. With 300 days of sunshine annually, Mallorca's a languid, rocky realm, so lyrically cited some historians think that it was home to the lotus eaters of Homer's Odyssey, an alluring place few visitors ever left. Yet the island's inhabitants have also been a possessive lot, defending their territory and separateness from invaders who've tried to occupy and assimilate them through the ages. Greek, Phoenician, Roman, Vandal, Viking, Moor, Catalan, Crusader, and Euro-tourist. In recent centuries, Mallorca has been a magnet for sun-seeking sophisticates, from Friedrich Chopin and George Sand to Gertrude Stein, whose ecstatic descriptions of this island paradise lured a conga line of writers, painters, bohemians, and celebrities. Through it all, Mallorcan traditions have flexed, but never broken. Even tides of mass-packaged tourists who overwhelmed its agrarian simplicity in the 1950s and 60s have been subsumed by its native sensibilities. Palma, the island's main city, still buzzes with swarms of visitors on short holidays. Still, it's also easy to find the eternal Mallorca. You'll see it in the swirls of olive and orange groves, embroidered on the terraced limestone mountainsides, like a pleated flamenco skirt, or the necklace of hilly villages draped across the rocky north coast, where essential amenities have captivated artistic souls, from poet Robert Graves to actor-director Michael Douglas. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.